Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Hope you're all doing very well out there in GCN land, no matter where you're listening or watching the show. It's great to be back with you here. It's Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina. Joe is out tonight. He will be back again tomorrow, but I'll be here for the next 3 hours. I'll be sharing a lot of different news stories with you. We're going to be going through a lot tonight. We're going to be talking about the economy. We're going to be talking about international issues that are happening. We've got a great guest coming in the third hour. He's actually going to be contacting us directly from Italy. We're going to be talking about what's going on with Israel and Iran. But before that, we're going to be talking a lot about politics and everything that is happening in the world of Trump-Biden. We've got maybe some telltale signs of how the election is going to be turning out this November. And while the polls have been looking very, very good for Trump most of this year, things are starting to tighten. In fact, within the margin of error, I think Biden has basically tied everything up. Why? What has been happening? Is it the trials that Trump is now involved with? Is it anything else that Biden, is he looking stronger? Is he getting out there? Is he going to places like Scranton, PA? And is that having an impact? Well, according to the polls, it definitely looks like it is. Or maybe it's something else. We're going to be talking about that as well. And also, by the way, what is happening right now in Sweden? There are some folks over there that are doing a full 180. We'll be talking about why a Swedish member of parliament who previously fought for open borders, he does a spectacular U-turn and is arguing for deportations for migrants who are devouring Sweden, devouring their homeland. I don't know if you're following this at all, but Somali gangs and warlords are literally overtaking this country, and the level of violence is going through the roof. And so a lot of these folks that are members of parliament who were once vocal supporters for open borders and mass arrivals are apparently doing U-turn. Change my mind, they said. This changed my mind. So we'll be talking a little bit about that as well. So, you know, one of the things that I do want to get into, and we'll be talking a lot more about this after the break here, but I want to talk a little bit about the economy. How are you feeling, by the way? How are you feeling about the economy? Have you filled up at the gas station in the last few weeks? Especially on the West Coast, prices are gone through the roof again. You know, it's tough to fill up a gas your gallons of gas at $5.59 a gallon, $5.89 a gallon, $6.01 a gallon. I mean, if you drive for a living, how are you coping? I think it's hurting those individuals the most that could least afford to be dealing with these levels, these insane price levels. Well, not only are we dealing with inflation, the price of goods and services is still continuing to rise. You're seeing it. I'm seeing it whenever we go to the gas station or whether we go to the grocery store. But we're now also starting to see massive waves of layoffs. 2023, the layoffs were primarily just concentrated in the tech sector. Now we're seeing layoffs across all sectors. I'm going to go through this after the break. But one of the key factors is that the U.S. economy, generally right now, is being said by many people in the mainstream media and academia that the U.S. economy is strong. Is it? Really? If you take a look at certain statistics right now that are actually much better indicators of how the economy is doing, the U.S. economy is more wobbly than it seems. And we're going to be talking about why as well after the break. But I will say this, and this is important to understand, that any president that is dealing with a tough economy, where forget about what they're saying on CBS or USA Today or NPR or CNN and MSNBC about the economy. We know they lie. We know they're leftists. We know they're activist journalists that are going to try and support this president because they hate the alternative. Put them to the side. My first question to you tonight was, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Because how you feel when you walk up and down the grocery aisles and you're taking a look at, yes, shrinkflation is a thing. And you're taking a look at 30, 40, 50, 80, 100% inflation on certain products, many of which you need. These are staples to put food on the table for your families. How are you feeling about it? Because you are the person that is going to make up their mind come November to determine if this Bidenomics is working for you or not. And don't think for a moment that what they've been doing these first 4 years isn't going to be trebled down in the second 4 years. They don't have to worry about re-election in 2028. At least Biden doesn't, if he's still alive by then. We'll see if he even makes it to November. If it's President Harris, the policies that are being implemented right now are certainly going to be impacting you. Middle class, lower middle class, you're going to be feeling it. So I want to talk about all of this after the break when we get back here. Whiskey Dave here in the Joe, in the chair for Joe. JoeMessina.com, 855-732-5563 is where you can join us tonight here at Realside Radio. We'll be right back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
You're going to do what you want to do anyhow, right?
Yeah, and they are, man.
Somebody wants to know what body double they're using for Joe Biden tonight. Look, if you watch this guy walk into, you know, the chamber there, and he's looking around, and he's looking at people, right? And I'm telling you, he's looking at people like, who are you?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Do I know you? I mean, what am I doing here? Why are all these people in my living room? I don't understand.
Hey, when you said he was like walking into the chamber, man, I just imagine him like walking into a bariatric. What was that?
Oh, yeah, right.
Walking into the iron lung. But, you know, hey, folks, you know, I know I sound like a broken record when I say this, man, but we're looking at this guy, man, who is like, you know, this feeble-minded, doddering buffoon. That guy was able to steal the White House away from Trump, though.
The other place I would differ with you is, hey, it was the people around him. He just went along with it and signed whatever he needed to sign.
But you know, here's the thing, though, Joe, because between Donald Trump and the voters, we know that this stuff exists. How effective were we at stopping it? So it's like, okay, so he's got like a handful of people pulling his strings and stuff like that. We got a nation full of what was it, 80-something million who was voting for Trump? And we know better, and we let this happen? And the whole time, man, it was Democrats leading them around by the nose. The whole January 6th thing, you know, it's like, dude, don't fall for this, man. Don't fall for it. They're going to lead y'all into a trap. It's a trap, right? Led into a trap. And how long have I been saying, man, this is not something that you solve politically. It's culturally. It has to be solved culturally. Yeah. Firstly, it's a spiritual war. And then recognize from there it's a cultural war. And then you have the substantiation for the political fight. But too many Republican voters out there doing it backwards. So wherever these people who are pulling Biden's strings, man, come on, man. What happened to strength in numbers? There's supposed to be more of us than there are of them.
We're cowards. You know? Come on, Joe. Yeah. We're cowards. We perceive it's only us. We're not willing to go into the fight alone in any way. You know, I mean, that guy David didn't think like that, right? I mean, I can't go out there. I'm only one guy. Look, all these warriors aren't even stepping up, you know?
Well, a lot of it is a lot of huff and puffery, man, because I see the flags out there. Come and take it. Well, they took it. Right? They did take it. And the whole, you know, you've awakened a sleeping giant. Well, why the hell is the giant always sleeping? I hear that like every 5 years, you know, you've awakened a sleeping giant. They don't care.
Nope.
You know, so another approach has to be taken, Joe. This waiting for some political messiah to come in and fix everything, man, it's on us. We have to promote conservatism and this common sense approach to how we're going to do this and make it, you know, palatable.
Yep. No, I agree with you. I think again, it goes back to teaching our people what their rights are. And you and I, since we're going down the Christian road, the godly road, you and I have had this discussion before. Remember that the majority of Christian churches in this country, I won't get into technical terms for it all, but basically they believe everything's already set in stone. That you can't change anything, okay? And it doesn't matter what you pray for, who you vote for, what you do. God's going to choose who he wants to choose, and you're done. And I go, okay, so the scripture out there that tells us to go find a godly person and put them in power over us. So I guess that doesn't matter either. We should ignore that one because God's going to do what he wants to do. Why did we stop the massacre of Jews? Because if it's God's plan, then you just back away and let him do what he's going to do, right? I mean, slavery. Why did we stop it? God's going to do what he wants. They make no sense. And these are Christian brothers and sisters, and you're looking at them going, my God, God gave you brain cells. You're going to fire them up or what?
Right on, man. It's lazy scripture reading, man. Using God. And, you know, I guess they also...
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson has introduced his proposal aimed at offering military support to key U.S. allies. He unveiled four bills Wednesday designed to provide aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. He intends to hold a vote on the legislation on Saturday evening. However, the move has drawn criticism from conservative Republicans who seek to link Ukrainian funding with border policy adjustments. Former President Trump is reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. Seven jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on social media, accusing the judge of moving quickly to help Democrats. Ford Motor Company issuing a recall of more than 456,000 Bronco Sport and Maverick pickup trucks due to a powertrain problem. The control modules in the vehicles may not detect a battery charge, leading to power loss. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Well, when you get a ghost in the machine, sometimes you just have to sit back and let the radio gods take care of you. And thank goodness for the guys over at GCN. They got everything working right for us here. Thank you all so much over there. And thank you for your patience. I missed the last segment there. I was just having a little bit of trouble getting to the switchboard through the GCN network. But I think I'm back, and hopefully you can hear me no matter where you are. Across the fruited plain. This is Whiskey Dave in the chair here for Joe Messina. Joe will be back again tomorrow night, and this is the first of 3 hours here at Joe Messina Show. And if you'd like to join the show, just call me and let me know that you can hear me. Give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. Before the last break, I was talking about the economy, and I wanted to just touch upon a couple of things. First of all, You know, everything when it comes down to November the 5th, which is election day this year, when it comes down to November the 5th, I think everybody can agree that how you feel about the economy is going to determine exactly whether or not you wish Joe Biden had another 4 years, if he was doing very well, or you want to give it back to Donald Trump, who inarguably had a stellar performance for 3.5 years before the China virus, or as Trump would say, China. The China virus descended upon us all, and we saw a massive influx of capital paid for by the Federal Reserve, meaning paid for by us for the next 100 years. Our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren are all going to be paying for these printed dollars that have been hoisted upon the economy. But there are a lot of folks right now, if you turn on the mainstream media, and I know, the mainstream media lies, they're Marxists, they are in the, they are basically just in for Biden. This is everything that they're promoting right now. And it isn't, when I talk about the mainstream media, I'm not just talking about New York Times and CNN, NBC or CBS. I'm also talking about USA Today. I'm talking about AP. I'm talking about the normal newspapers that are syndicated stories from the AP. So you may be in a hometown newspaper, the Pittsburgh Tribune or whatever it is, but you're getting a lot of the stuff that's being basically funneled down from the AP. So yes, they are all in the tank for a Biden re-election. And one of the best ways for them to ensure that is to make sure that you feel good about your pocketbook. Well, if you've been to the store lately, or if you've been to the gas station lately, you probably are very insecure. Well, you know, I was watching Steve Forbes recently, who I've interviewed several times over the years, super, super nice guy. And he was talking briefly on Fox Business yesterday, I think it was, and he says that gold and commodity prices are suggesting dollar weaknesses, and raising interest rates could depress the economy. Raising interest rates? Wait a minute. I thought 6 interest rate cuts were cooked into this economy as of late last year. We may now be lucky if we see 2 or 3 cuts this year. And there are now people that are talking about the fact that the CPI report that came out last week was miserable. Inflation is continuing to go up. We all see it. It's like that Progressive commercial. We all see it. Blue. And Kevin Hassett, who is also an economist, Kevin Hassett pointed out that the strong retail sales in March, yes, there were strong retail sales in March, if you read the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but they were due to higher gas prices, meaning consumers had less to spend elsewhere, and called the economy more wobbly than the data suggests. Forbes says the economy is growing. However, gold price commodity prices are telling us that the dollar is wobbly as well. Two individuals have used that word. The economy is wobbly. He said the Fed's got problems ahead, and you don't cure it by raising interest rates and depressing the economy. So both economists have attributed the high inflation to Biden. His administration's policies, basically it's inflation is a tax. It's a higher tax on those people that could least afford it. It's a tax on low-income Americans. If you drive your car or your truck or your van for a living. Many of you may be in a vehicle right now listening to my voice. What did it cost you? If you're in California, you're getting close to $6, and in some cities you're over $6 a gallon. And I know it hurts in Texas when you're at the upper end of $3 or $4. But if you're in Oregon and Washington, all along the West Coast, we're now in the $5 range. The economists today are claiming that the White House has lacked commitment to the economy and is accusing officials of lying about inflation for political goals rather than addressing its economic impacts. Hassett, who is
an economist. He was an ex-counsel of the Economic Advisors Chair, and he was part of the Trump administration as a senior advisor. He says, one of the reasons why retail sales were so strong is that they were really blockbuster sales at gas stations. The AAA average price in the U.S. went from $3.30 last month to $3.60 this month. And that's money that people aren't going to have to spend on other things. And so I think the economy is more wobbly than these data suggests. Forbes goes on. He talks about inflation as a tax. Who gets hurt the most? We know who they are. Tens of millions of people living paycheck to paycheck and up to their eyeballs in credit card debt. Interest rates going up. You know that the average credit card interest rate right now is close to 30%? Think about that for a minute. And because of that, we're now seeing credit card delinquency rates are the worst record in the Fed study. According to Bloomberg, this just came out last week, U.S. credit card delinquency rates were the highest on record in the fourth quarter, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. So, fourth quarter, we're still talking about 2023. We haven't even entered into 2024 reporting yet. So this can, I think, predictably increase. So if people are using their credit cards to pay for things like gas and milk and eggs because they are being laid off. Oh, wait a minute, David. The economy is doing well. Unemployment is low. This is what they're telling me on the CBS Evening News. The economy is doing well. Is it? Let me talk about something that a lot of people on the CBS Evening News aren't discussing. And that is, yeah, unemployment is low because people are getting part-time jobs. But guess what? In the last 4 months, I'm just going to give you a partial list here of all the layoffs by company. Twitch, 35% of the workforce. Hasbro, 20% of the workforce. Spotify, 17% of the workforce. Levi's, 15% of the workforce. Xerox, 15% of the workforce. That's five. Should I go on? Qualtrics, 14% of the workforce. Wayfair, 13% of the workforce. Tesla, 10% of the workforce. Duolingo, 10% of the workforce. Washington Post, 10% of the workforce. Hey, folks, 2023 was the year it was all about big tech layoffs. I see maybe one big tech company in what I just read out of those 10. Should I go on? Snapchat, that's big tech, 10% of the workforce. eBay, 9%. PayPal, 9%. Business Insider, 8%. Charles Schwab, 6%. Macy's, 4%. BlackRock, 3%. Citigroup, 20,000 employees. UPS, 12,000 employees. Cisco, thousands of employees. And that's on top of the 74,000 tech layoffs alone that we saw with well over 200,000 across all industries. Last month, the U.S. added a whopping 691,000 jobs. And they celebrated. The White House celebrated. Those 691,000 jobs were all part-time jobs. They lost 6,000 full-time jobs. Don't tell me the labor market is strong when people are having to work three jobs in the place of the one job that they had before. They're driving Ubers. They're giving you coffee at your Starbucks. Interesting, because this is a good predictor for November 5th. We'll be right back here after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio. Don't.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Side Radio, Whiskey Dave here in the chair. And if you got anything you want to talk about tonight, you can always give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. You know, I was watching a little bit of news earlier today because the Republicans, they were outplayed again by the Democrats, this time in the Senate. In regards to Mayorkas, impeachment's bid failing. You know, listen, I'm of the mind that this was certainly political on both sides. Of course, it is. Impeachment has become a political weapon. Realistically, we saw that with Donald Trump not once but twice. And in this situation, Mayorkas, you know, what we are dealing with right now in this country. With an open border, an unrelenting stream of humanity that's crossing over into the United States, being shipped all over the United States with a promise me letter that you might show up to a court hearing in 2034, has been absolutely disastrous for this country, for our economy, and for the future safety of our cities, our schools, our healthcare services. And we're seeing cities like New York that are literally unable to take care of their own citizens, but they're coming up with ways to give illegal aliens. Yes, I use that word, illegal aliens. I'm a legal alien. I came to this country in 1977 from London, England, and I took I got a green card, I took a test. 12 years after that, I got naturalized, I studied the Constitution, and I was literally given a test that most high schoolers couldn't pass today about our Constitution and the history of the United States. And I became a legal immigrant. Legal. That's the way it is done. But if you are an illegal immigrant, not only are you no longer punished, but you're actually rewarded in certain cities around this country by giving EBT cards and debit cards. Thousands of dollars are going to individuals that have broken the law. Their first act entering into this country is to break the law. And that has been essentially co-sponsored by this administration. And the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is the person that is front and center. He controls the levers, and he has allowed this unfettered access by people from all over the world to enter into the United States, unvetted. How many of them are terrorists? How many of them are spies? How many of them plan to disrupt the economy? Are they waiting for that call? Are they joining another cell? Are they going to do what we just saw happen in Russia at the music concert hall where hundreds of people were shot and killed? Alejandro Mayorkas is not only the person at the tip of the spear, but every time you watch him being interviewed and asked questions by both the House and the Senate, he is pompous, he is smug, he believes for some reason that he does not have to abide by the Constitution and the laws of the United States. And so he was impeached by the House for ostensibly committing the felony of allowing unfettered access to millions, and I'm not exaggerating, millions upon millions upon millions of individuals who have entered this country illegally.
And what did they do? The Democrats, like they always do, they kept their caucus together, and Chuck Schumer essentially blocked even a hearing in the United States Senate to discuss bringing articles of impeachment forth and having a trial. Republican Conference Chairman John Barrasso, he's a Republican senator out of Wyoming, said that every Democrat will pay a heavy price in November for willfully refusing to end this border crisis. Chuck Schumer proposed points of order after senators were sworn in as jurors to deem both of the House passed articles of impeachment unconstitutional. Votes on the points of order were along party lines, with all Democrats agreeing that both articles were, in fact, unconstitutional. 51-39. But the senators from certain states that stuck lock, stock, and barrel with Chuck Schumer's caucus may be now more vulnerable this November. Five of them. Senators Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin, John Tester, maybe the most vulnerable, out of Montana, Sherrod Brown out of Ohio, Bob Casey out of Pennsylvania, and Jackie Rosen out of Nevada. The Republicans stated that the American people will hold Senate Democrats accountable for this shameless display, and history will not be forgiving of Democrats' decision to table this hearing. Roger Marshall, out of Kansas, is a senator, stated the American people will hold Mayorkas accountable at the ballot box this November. And Senator John Cornyn, out of Texas, stated that his Democrat counterparts, he basically slammed them for disregarding their duty to the American people. Tester stated in his own statement, following the decision to vote in line with his party, that Montanans want real solutions that secure the border, not partisan games from D.C. politicians. And he said, President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas, please use the remaining executive authorities to help secure our border. And he asked for his colleagues in the Senate to revisit the bipartisan border package that was abandoned following former President Donald Trump's public disapproval. Tester's race is considered one of the most competitive races in the country heading into November. Tate Mitchell, he's the Republican National Senatorial Committee spokesman, stated that Senate Democrats just showed voters they will do nothing to hold Joe Biden and DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas accountable for the disastrous border policies that caused this crisis. The literal ability for Democrats to stop an impeachment hearing from occurring, from even having a hearing with just 51 in the Senate, tells you the level of power that is so outweighed between both parties, the effectiveness that the Democrats were able to push this away. And, you know, listen, folks, you're like me. You follow the news. You know what's going on. You've probably learned about this today. You may have watched it on the news. But the Democrats are right about one thing, and that is most people aren't like you. They don't follow what is going on. This was just a speed bump in the road to November for them that they believe that most voters won't even not only know about, but even if they do, they'll forget about in 6 months. What say you? Give us a call in the second hour. We could be reached at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. Let us know your thoughts on this, because, I mean, this is incredible. Throughout the Senate's history,
Charges and trials have only ever been dismissed when the impeached individual has resigned or was otherwise no longer in office. This has never happened before. The Democrats have used the politics and the weaponization of the institutions against their enemies. And when Republicans try to do roundabout what is fair play in this regard, Mayorkas, absolute disaster. Absolute disaster for our country. And they were right. This man should be fired. He should have he should have the ability to stand up and admit that he has really screwed things up badly. Instead, no. His smug, pompous, above approach. The way he deals with the Senate when they're questioning him goes beyond all means. I don't understand how this man is still working in his position. The Republicans tried to fire him, and the Democrats stood up for him. Incredible. We'll be right back here after the break. Hour number two, realside.com or joemessina.com, 855-732-5563. Let us know your thoughts. We'll be right back after the break.